Hey, happy hour listeners. Elevate your festival look with Sunhye Shades. Whether you're dancing to your favorite bands or kicking back to soak up some rays, Sunhye sunglasses are your sidekick for any adventure. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your order using code HAPPYHOUR. Get your new go-to faves today at sunheist.com. That's S-U-N-H-E-I-S-T.com. Thompson Guitars makes handcrafted instruments in Oregon and is a proud sponsor of the Travis Book Happy Hour. Their guitars are built with select tone woods, including Brazilian rosewood. Go to pktguitars.com for more information about their different models and appointments available from their custom shop.
I like feelings a lot, and I think that not everybody has the same access to their emotional expression, but when you turn on a great song that people can relate to, or you turn on a song and someone goes, oh my gosh, that's my story, that's my life, that's my experience that I'm going through right now, it just like cracks something open and allows people to talk about stuff that can sometimes be pretty tough to discuss. And I love that music makes people feel so many different things.
Welcome to the Travis Book Happy Hour podcast. I'm Travis Book. This episode is brought to you by Thompson Guitars, makers of fine instruments handmade with love in Sisters, Oregon. The podcast is presented by Americana Vibes and the Bluegrass Situation, and our show is part of the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network. You can dive into all things roots music anytime at thebluegrasssituation.com. I had heard of Caitlin Crisco, but I'd never really heard her until she took over the stage at the Floyd Fest Buffalo Jam a few years ago. I'd finished up my part of the show and had headed out into the crowd to unwind and watch the proceedings. Every time Caitlin stepped up to the mic, the ensemble struggled to match her soul and intensity. It wasn't even fair. She owned the show that night, and she owned the interview and music during the happy hour. It was Caitlin's show. Aaron and Tommy and I were just along for the ride. This episode was recorded live at 185 King Street in Brevard, North Carolina on August 13th, 2024.
Live from 185 King Street, the backyard of Brevard, North Carolina, it's a Travis Book Happy Hour. Brought to you by Americana Vibes and the Bluegrass Situation. Tonight with special guest Caitlin Crisco and the Happy Hour House Band featuring Aaron Austin and Tommy Marr. And now your host, Travis Book.
Thank you, Bill. What a great introduction. Thank you all for being here tonight. So excited to have Caitlin here. I've heard her sing not nearly enough, but enough to know that I needed to have her down. So thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And we hope you all enjoy the show.
This one eye locked on his prey in a burning drought. Doesn't it feel good taking the easy way out? Taking the easy way is nothing but a dead end around. If I could wake up and find the stars are all alive, then I would take off, leave it all behind. Over the mountain gonna leave it all behind. Over the mountain, that's where we're gonna fly. Oh. Ooh, yeah. divided times set on the table now. How can the truth be found if it doesn't matter anyhow? Well, doesn't it feel good stepping outside of yourself, standing up for the struggling man who can't defend himself? If I could wake up and find the stars are all aligned, then I would take off, leave it all behind. Over the mountain, we're gonna leave it all behind. Over the mountain, that's where we're gonna fly.
So it's great to be here. This is actually my first time at 185 King Street. So thank you to Travis for inviting us out this evening. I have always seen incredible lineups at this venue. It's obvious this is a very well-loved establishment. So thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday evening.
The veil, why do you visit me? Driving along the Carolina back roads in my passenger seat. Where did you go when they needed you? Why did you set them free? I never once wonder why you had to leave. Can't fight the truth you made. Good times have gone away, so keep moving on. And all of us here can't change the road you chose to take. So tonight, old friend, too soon, I'm gonna burn one down for you. How can you change what is meant to be? How can you take it back? Try to reverse reality. Oh, why do I have to ask? Can't fight the truth you made. The good times have gone away, so keep moving on. And all of us here can't change the road you chose to take. So tonight, old friend, too soon, I'm gonna burn one down for you. I'm gonna burn one down for you. All that you had, the good times and the bad, they move on without you. Don't it make you sad to see that it ended this way?
Thank you very much. I don't really, am I supposed to be talking between songs right now, or is that, are you doing that?
There's no rules. Really, it's I think it's better if you talk.
Okay.
I think everyone would like it better if you talked.
I just want to make sure I'm not stepping on any toes, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
you can't step on these toes. I don't have toes.
You're a toeless man right here.
It's your show.
Okay.
Although I admit I did do a lot of talking at the beginning of your show.
That's okay. I loved it. I loved every word. Every word of it.
We should have put your name on the marquee.
No, it's great. They probably would have spelled it wrong anyway, so it's all right.
How often does that happen?
I would say about, now less and less, but it used to be about 60% of the time, and now it's about 10% of the time. So it's improved over time. People,
they mix up the C and the K.
They mix up the C and the K all the time.
Did you put something into your rider? Like, is there like a fine schedule?
No.
That'll get a promoter's attention.
Oh my gosh, I love that idea.
That's a hot tip.
$10,000 for spelling my name wrong.
It's tough to collect on the penalty, but the message is sent.
You're no good, heartbreaker. You're a liar and you're a cheat. I don't know why I let you do these things to me. Friends keep telling me that you ain't no good, but oh, they don't know that I'd leave you if I could. I guess I'm uptight and I'm stuck like glue, 'cause I loved you. Some time ago I thought that you'd run out of fools, but I was so wrong. You got one that you'd never lose. The way you treat me is a shame. So bad, and baby, you're the best thing that I ever had. Kiss me once again. Don't you never, never say we're through, 'cause I loved you. And I can't sleep at night, and I can't eat a bite. I guess I'll never be free since you got your hooks on me. Oh, yeah.
You know, Caitlin, the saying goes, play something we know so we can tell if you're good or not. I think you did a very good job of setting the record straight.
I think that might have been the first time that song ever had a dobro in it.
Felt good, didn't it? Felt good.
It was like the Appalachian version.
There's going to be a lot of that tonight.
Half past the hour the sun never rose, I saw the moon in your eye. I never asked for an answer from you, I settled in with the light. Long ago at the edge of a wave, I saw a sign in the rain. I heard the cry of a stranger reach out. I never offered my name. Oh, it's too far gone away. Will you remember your past when it's gone? Will it pull back with the tide? I felt the moment the fire went out. I felt the flame as it died. Oh, it's too far gone away. Oh, it's too. Not enough to keep us around. We never paid the cost. Both of us lost and never found. Half past the hour, the sun never rose. I saw the moon in your eyes. I never asked for an answer from you. I settled in with the lie. I settled in with the lie. Oh, it's too.
Sky or sea, locked inside, just set free. If you become what you could be, who can say? know it isn't me. Guilt to blame, but it's all the same. It's all the same. Hard to say, it's hard to find. Is it all in your mind? Is it without, or is it within? Does it feel into your skin? Is it pride or shame? It's all the same. It's all the same. You want me, you'll find me here. When you want me, you'll find me here. I'll be in the light. You had it wrong, but that's alright, 'cause I'm right here. Won't you look around? Still can't see, but what's that sound? You can call my names, they're all the same. They're all the same. When you want me, you will find me. Yeah. When you want me, you will find me.
To say, not to gas you up on stage, but I really like the tone of your voice a lot. I really do.
Gas him up, he loves it.
That's that's genuine blush right there. That's authentic. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Stick that nozzle in him and gas him up.
Silence breaks through the room without a word. My body aches. easily. I close my eyes and I make believe. Well, you could break another heart and tell me, babe, I love you. Ooh, you could spend another night alone. I don't care. Ooh, you can tell me everything except I want you. Ooh, but all I have is a hole inside. On an endless sea, a shining light that you'll never be. You'll only want the remedy. You can tell what the future brings. Promises never come easily. I close my eyes and I make believe. Well, you could break another heart and tell me, babe, I love you. Ooh, you could spend another night alone. I don't care. Ooh, you can tell me everything except I want you. Ooh, but all I have is a hole inside my.
Right there.
Well, you could break another heart and tell me, babe, I love you. Ooh, you could spend another night alone. I don't care. Ooh, you can tell me everything except I want you. Inside my heart, all I have is a hole inside my heart.
Thank you very much.
If you're enjoying the show with Caitlin Crisco, check out episode 1 with Lindsay Liu, episode 18 with Christina Vane, or episode 30 with Ed Jurdy. Thanks for listening, and after the show, be sure to leave a rating and review. Now back to the show.
So, Caitlin, we talked about it already. You mentioned it earlier. You were born and raised in Detroit, yes. Rock City.
Correct.
How did that shape you? How did that shape you musically?
Detroit's an incredible place for music. I think that being raised in a going in and out a little. We're dealing with a dying chord here. Being raised in Detroit was incredible. Being surrounded by such iconic musicians and artists from a really young age gave me this incredibly inflated sense of possibility when it came to live music and what you could do, because there were so many iconic artists from Michigan.
Yeah.
And so it really set the tone from a pretty early age, and there was a lot of soulful music being played in my house. From the time I could remember.
That's so cool. When is it that you started singing? Were you like a year and a half?
No, not that young.
You sound like it.
But I do think I started singing when I got my first cassette tape, which was Wilson Phillips.
Awesome. Hold on for one more day.
That was an extremely lackluster response for that hit song that you all loved as much as I did. Don't lie.
Yeah, don't make us sing it for you.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. I mean, that song.
Do you want to swap out this game?
Like, quite literally brought my soul to life as a child. You want to switch
it out? Right. Till then, baby, are you going to let him hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Things will change. Things will go your way if you hold. All right. Also a lackluster response. I'm not going to take that personally. I'm going to blame that on Wilson Phillips. We're doing our best.
We're almost there.
To keep you all entertained. Let's make sure it works before you say something really insightful.
It's great. It's one. We're cooking with gas now.
Thank you, Stuart. Big hand to Stuart on the sound. This is the first time that Stuart has done a Tuesday night. And so far, we are very happy with Stuart. Thank you, dude. Did you study music?
Yes.
How did that go?
It went great.
Where was that?
I was very lucky to be accepted into the Professional Performing Arts School in New York City for high school, and that was like really where my training started. I definitely have my incredible mother to thank for that move. She said to me when I was in eighth grade, listen, if you get accepted into that program, we'll go. And we did not by any means have the means to do that. My mom was a single mom raising me. And I auditioned. Thousands of kids auditioned for two spots, and I got one of them. And yeah, I mean, I actually think to this day it might have been like my biggest accomplishment still. And it was an incredible life-altering experience. Growing up in New York City, going to the Performing Arts High School was amazing, and I had incredible teachers and coaches. And then I went on to Circle in the Square Arts Conservatory, which is a private arts conservatory in New York, and I specialized in vocal training for 2 years, really hyper-intensively. And so, yes, I have a ton of vocal training, and I really advocate for it and very much believe in it for vocalists, 100%.
Yeah. I feel like I should maybe I should study a little bit.
How about you, Travis?
Well, my cousin's a voice teacher. Does that count? No, I just do my best. You spend a lot of time touring, and you are, by the time people are listening to the podcast, you will have already successfully completed this tour. But at this point, you've already got your bags packed. You're going to Europe for 7 weeks.
Correct.
You're going to be in a van with four dudes, seeing the world. Do you enjoy touring? Is it fun for you?
It is really fun for me. Yes, it is.
What's your favorite part?
I really enjoy people. I really do. I know that not all people feel that way, which is totally okay. But I happen to really love humans and people, and I love meeting people and talking with them, and especially the live music community. There's so few spaces where large groups of people gather. You know, you have like sports and politics and religion and music, and I'm like going to take music all day long in that list. And to be able to meet so many diverse people around the world has been incredible. I mean, I've seen the world through music, which I know you have as well, and it's an incredible gift.
I knew you were a people person when I asked you after soundcheck. I said, you know, if you need a private space, we've got private space. And you just looked at me like and shook your head like I was some kind of a fool. You know, you're like, why would I need a private space? The people are here. I thought that was great. When you're singing, where is your attention?
That's a really nice question. I think that's changed over the years. Music has definitely become really spiritual for me in the last few years, in the sense of being aware of the transference of energy and how much you can move a room. I know that when I've been an audience member at shows that have really emotionally moved me, it was because of the space that the artist was in on stage, the vulnerable quality that they were sharing. And so I certainly am just paying attention to my breath and to my heart center and to just make sure that my thoughts are in the right place. I don't know if you can relate to this, but I think sometimes on stage when we get anxious, or I like to say like the train gets ahead of us a little bit, all of a sudden these like anxious thoughts and insecure thoughts can kind of start flooding your mind. And the name of the game on stage is to conquer that demon and to really not allow that voice to come through and take over, and to really make sure that I'm singing from a place of authenticity and where I'm actually at in that moment.
What's your favorite thing about music?
I like feelings a lot, and I think that not everybody has the same access to their emotional expression, but when you turn on a great song that people can relate to, or you turn on a song and someone goes, oh my gosh, that's my story, that's my life, that's my experience that I'm going through right now, it just like cracks something open and allows people to talk about stuff that can sometimes be pretty tough to discuss. And I love that music makes people feel so many different things.
Yeah, good answer.
Thanks.
Do you write a lot of music? Do you spend a lot of time being creative, creating new things?
I definitely spend a lot of time being an artist and being a creative person. Yeah. I would not limit my expression to just music. I love gardening. I love all types. I won't get into like my hobbies right now. That's not what y'all are here to hear about. but yeah, I go through waves where I certainly feel really inspired to write music, and we get really prolific with it, and we write a really large catalog of stuff. But then there's definitely times in my life where I'm just out there living and soaking it up and absorbing it and listening to actually have stuff that's valuable to write about.
Sure.
That's important to me. I don't want, like, throwaway songs lyrically. There's so many feelings in the world, and, like, I definitely want to grab onto as many as I can and have these be, like, little gems for people to pick up along the way.
That's really cool. Another applause-worthy response. I say this is going well.
I feel like I need to go on a game show.
I think you're doing great. How do you experience singing in the studio? And do you feel like, two-part question, and do you feel are you able to capture the magic, the completeness of your essence and your being and your expression in a recording, or is that a challenge for you?
That's also a really good question. Now I definitely can, but that's because we've created an environment where I can access that. When we used to go into recording studios and we would have like a week to record or 2 weeks to record, and then, you know, the vocals are always at the end. And so a lot of the time I would get like 1 or 2 days in the studio to lay down the whole record of vocals, which is a lot. What if you're like in a mood that day? What if like you don't feel good? What if whatever? There's like a multitude of reasons that you might not be on your A game. And during COVID, Aaron, our guitar player, built a home studio, and he devoted, no exaggeration, thousands of hours to training and teaching himself how to produce and engineer music. So now everything you hear from Caitlin Crisco in the broadcast on the album that's dropping this Friday, August 16th, was recorded in our house.
Wow.
And so, you know, I would have like a day where I would go in and I would be like in my pajamas and I've got like my cat on the couch and it's like a whole vibe, and we would do some vocals and maybe it just wasn't hitting that day. And it was like, okay, let's try it tomorrow. And it was so much less pressure inducing. And I think that gives me the chance to get into those spaces you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Capture the magic.
Yeah, I think you have to be comfortable. You can't be in like a it's time to perform kind of headspace. It needs to be from an emotional space when you're recording something that's forever.
Yeah, you know, this is a little bit of a personal question. I was snooping around on the internet and I was reading some things about you on the internet.
Mm,
and
hot gossip.
And I would like to know, are you a witch? I'm just going to ask it.
That would be a strong yes, my friend.
Okay.
So
can you explain?
There's a backstory. Okay.
Can you explain?
So there is a backstory. So I come from a lineage of women from the Deep South who are very witchy women. My great-great-grandmother used to have a door on the side of her garage where women would come in during the day and she would give them tarot readings and their husbands would not know. This was very secret. And so it is a practice and a tool that my family has used generationally speaking. And it is something that I was taught from a really young age. And I'm really proud to say that last year I designed and released my own tarot deck, which sold 1,000 copies in like 20 days.
So cool.
Which was really cool. And, you know, without getting like too deep into it, I always try to just encourage people to keep an open mind with that stuff. It's not future predicting or fortune telling. It's, again, a tool that we can use to have deeper conversations about subjects and experiences like grief and shame that can be really hard to talk about in a casual conversational environment. And it creates a space where we can go really deep and we can talk about really heartfelt stuff. And I love that because it's just another form of storytelling. And yeah. I think at the heart of it, I'm a storyteller, and that's what I love to do in this life. And it's just another way to do that.
That's really beautiful. And would you say that's essentially kind of like an extension or even a sort of a central part of your spiritual life, of your connection to the universe, to whatever it is? Is that all sort of part of the same conversation?
I think that my spirituality really comes from a place of quietness. I think that it can be really hard to connect to these more gentle ideas in the world we live in today. So being able to have a space where I can get really quiet with my thoughts and to have images that can inspire certain questions in me is really helpful and definitely has made me a more mindful, self-aware person, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, this is a little bit of a leap. Mindful, self-aware. How does that fit into this world of like social media? And we talked about this a little bit today when we were rehearsing. How do you experience? What is your experience with that? And I ask because part of what I do is I snoop around on the internet when I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to ask somebody.
You sound like a creep when you say that.
I mean, I also snoop around on my own time. I like to look at bikes and stuff like that, you know. But I, you know, like I saw, like for example, you've had some like major hits on TikTok, you know,
yeah,
which is kind of cool. My daughter would be so jealous, you know. So yeah, do you want to talk about social media a little bit or about that?
I think that social media is, again, this amazing tool that we can use to connect with one another, and especially since we tour all around the world, I might not see someone for a couple years. And so when I'm creating videos or content, I try to create it from the perspective of what would that person that I met in Colorado last summer who hasn't seen us in a year, what would they maybe want to see? What experiences, what adventures might they want to check out? And yeah, I try not to keep it too strategic. Actually, the more strategic I've tried to be, the less it hits. It's not, people don't like that stuff.
Yeah, and you can't chase the algorithm.
No.
My manager just decided last week, she's like, we're done chasing the algorithm.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's great, because I'm done posting on social media.
Also, I'm not going to lie, the girls, they show up on social media. Like, most of my following on TikTok is like 98% women. So the girlies show up, and they definitely make it a little bit easier to create content, because like women love pretty things, and I'm like, let me share beautiful things on the road, and they tend to respond to that pretty strongly, so I keep sharing.
I love beautiful things too. We just have a few more questions. If you could change something or do something over, what would it be?
Oh my God.
You can pass also. Or another strategy is you can be like, I don't know, what would you change, Travis? You can also do that. I should have told you that before the interview. No, don't do that.
What would I change? Oh, I would change corporate conglomerates from taking over public radio in America.
I think that's something we can all get behind.
I would definitely do that. It is nearly impossible for independent bands to get on the radio this in 2024, and it's such a great way to discover music. You're driving in your car, you're on a road trip, you turn on a radio station, you hear a really cool new song. Who's that? Ooh, wow. Like, that's like a really magical thing that can happen. And when you have these corporate companies that are only playing the same 150 songs on rotation, it starts to give people the false belief that there's not good music being made out there, when there's literally more great music being made right now than ever.
So true. Preach. All right, lightning round. It's a new format for me, lightning round.
I'm so excited. This is the part I was really excited about.
You specifically, yeah, you seemed excited. I already know the answer to the first one. Ready? Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Acoustic or electric?
Electric.
Uphill or downhill?
Downhill.
Thank you. Mountains or sea?
Mountains.
Stones or Zeppelin?
Zeppelin.
I mean, obviously. That was for my dad. Obviously, it's Zeppelin, Dad. Rivers or lakes?
God, rivers?
Yeah, you can't lose.
You gotta have moving water, you know?
That's true. Lakes are stagnant.
They can be.
Favorite city?
New York City.
What color is your front door?
Red.
Mine too.
Is it really?
Is it like bright red?
No, it's like brick red, yeah.
Okay. Like lipstick red?
No, it's like cherry wood red.
Nice.
It actually used to be painted white, and then our neighbors wanted to punish their grandson, so they made him come over and sand the whole door to like absolute perfection, which was great.
And then you painted it red.
No, it's like the natural wood color.
Oh.
It's stained like a cherry red.
Well, that sounds lovely. can I visit sometime?
Sure.
Two more questions. What are you afraid of?
Dying in a plane crash.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm just being real.
I thought it was going to be like spiders or snakes.
No, it's definitely plane crashes.
What makes you happy?
Landing safely. Landing safely.
That's Caitlin Crisco, everyone. Big thanks. Let's get the band back together. What do you say? I think we landed that interview safely.
Didn't see it coming. You know they say nobody knows. Time's gonna run out. How was the sun out? Didn't see it coming. Hear the drumming. Eyes on the open road. A life left behind. Wasn't a sign. Didn't see it coming. When the sun goes down on your highway song and your life's gone. Will the people tell that you love them well? With nothing left to give, I'm having a blue Monday, blue Monday.
Blue Monday's gonna break my heart.
I'm having a blue Monday, blue Monday.
Blue Monday's gonna break my heart.
Drumming, eyes on the open road. A life left behind you wasn't a sign. Didn't see it coming. Ooh, when the lights go down on your highway song and your life's gone in the wind, will the people tell that you love them well? With nothing left. I'm having a blue Monday, blue Monday.
Blue Monday's gonna break my heart.
I'm having a blue Monday, blue Monday.
Blue Monday's gonna break my heart.
Ooh.
Blue
the sun goes down on your highway song and your life's gone in the wind, will the people tell that you love them well with nothing left to give? I'm having a blue Monday. Say nobody knows when time's gonna run out.
Here's another one that's going to be on the record this Friday. This house is a graveyard, buried memories of you, yeah. I'm haunted by you. I'm haunted by you. I'm haunted. Do I haunt you too? I hear your voice coming down the hall. The floor burns like a lonely sigh. At the end of the room, there's a shadow of you, and all I think is, well, I'm haunted by you. Yeah. I'm haunted by you. Do I haunt you too? 'Cause summer rain don't sound the same. The blue skies turn gray. And start to slip away, but I know a place that won't fade away. The feelings for you, and I know they won't be far. They won't be far. I'm haunted by you.
I need to know now. Won't you tell me? Please, won't you tell me? Do I haunt you too? You know I'm haunted by you, baby. Oh, and when I wake in the night, oh, and I know in my soul and in my heart and in my mind, I know there's something isn't right. And I know, and tell me now, I need to know now, do I haunt you too now, baby?
Thank you very much. Time. Thank you very much.
This has been the Travis Book Happy Hour podcast. Thanks for listening. Huge thanks to Caitlin Crisco, Aaron Austin, Tommy Marr, Thompson Guitars, Americana Vibes, 185 King Street, and The Bluegrass Situation. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and leave a positive review. It really helps us out. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Travis Book Happy Hour and online at thetravisbookhappyhour.com. And remember, it's okay to be happy.